I'm learning. Think about guys, eh?
Dang, they don't even know about it.
Period.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Think About Guys.
Hi guys, welcome back. Today we have another massive guest here with
special
us today.
Guest.
A very, very Hello. Industry herself.
Hey.
What's up, welcome, guys? Girl.
Welcome, hey, Irity Dial.
I go by the name of Industry Lion, aka Irity D99, aka the one and only, aka
Period.
Everything.
Period. The owner of Lagos, here. Everything, my Please. Big boss, everything.
Welcome,
we ready for giveaways. Do giveaway, boss.
Streets welcome, will be very coming soon, man.
Coming soon.
Is that giveaway? What the hell? You're not serious at all. How have you been, girl?
I've been good, man. I've been living. I'm just grateful to be alive. I'm just happy to be here.
Word,
scheming, planning. Just out here, really. Just out here. But we thank God.
Scheming. Like, you know, what are you scheming about?
Many things. many things.
Not many. Please.
How are you feeling about Lagos in December?
December in Lagos.
It's the same thing.
Things go soft. This one is soft December. This is not dirty December.
I want my December to be dirty. Everything does. I don't know about
primarily your head from the gutter.
No. By the grace of God, this is soft December.
I'm trying to have both. Can be soft and dirty.
You can have both. No. I think my days are dirty December. Child. Gone, baby. I'm trying to be on a soft thing.
Yes. She has left us in the streets between dirty, dirty.
You're mad. You're mad at crazy because that's not what I meant. I just meant that somebody is soft.
So does that mean like you're on or off? What does that mean?
She can't answer that question. But there are too many people.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Your mother and crazy girls.
All right. Sorry. I just thought, you know, where to keep it low-key, you know, for the listeners.
What the fuck is going on here?
Please. This is she can't answer.
I was telling Mary, like, recently, like, when I was talking to her, I was telling her, like, I feel like for girls, like, December in Lagos is so different from boys. Like, not even on, like, just, like, just December type of people. Even, like, from your household, for me to step out is a whole different like thing than
oh
that.
Yeah, you were yep. saying the
I was telling Pamela, but for her, like, obviously because she, like, she doesn't live with her
nobody asked you to talk for me.
Oh, okay.
I was just because for her that was
talk then.
Like, it's kind of different because they were saying, oh, boys move, like, boys just move, they don't really plan, you get that type of thing.
No, that's
I just
low.
Move as mm-hmm. well, like, I really have to think twice if I want to step out.
That's so mad. She's blessed.
That's
she's
lucky. It depends. No, trust me, you're lucky. It depends on, because lucky, my parents have accepted that I'm an ally and a rock star. So they don't really faze me like that. Like, there would always be means for me to get to A and B as long as I just have to yarn, like, oh mom, I'm going out, like, be back, like, text you when I'm there, like all the usual Nigerian mumsy lamba. But like, definitely in terms of like my guy friends, it's like, if I'm going out tonight, Sha, I can't just wake up and say, or like at 10 p.m. be like, okay, mommy, I'm
you
going
did.
Out.
Not yeah.
Before, I'm going out. But you see, boys can't just do that. Like, my cousins would just be stepping out as they want. My brother, obviously, when he was younger, like my age, him to just step out as he wants. Because obviously, we have to understand, like, Nige is Nige in terms of, so I kind of understand this. Like, everything in Nige is different. Everything is Nige and different. Going to club as a baby. It's too much. It's actually too much. What you're wearing, the worst one is what you're wearing. Even in your yard, can you leave yard like that? You wear one shirt.
Yeah, dude. Everything was talking so about much. Changing chronicles.
I was saying that for me, before. Like, my last December, this was like the first December where I truly, like, because, okay, let me give a little backstory. So, like, 2 years ago, I went for someone's party. And to be fair, what I wore, I did not think was fucked. But when I came home, I didn't think anything was wrong now. So, my parents don't speak it. So, when I came home, I was like, oh, hi, I'm back or whatever. Do you have a good time?
Not hi.
Guy, I was like, yeah, I had a great time. My mom just said, put your hand down. What are you wearing? I said, what do you mean? Like, this is the what I was the party. She said, what, go and show your dad. They embarrassed me. She told me that she go and show my dad what I'm wearing. She took a picture of me. She put it in the family group chat. She woke up my brothers. She told them that they were the same party as me. They felt comfortable, and I was wearing that. So ever since then, Sha, anytime I want to go out, it's always like, has your mom seen you? Because they embarrass me in front of the whole family. So everybody's kind of like walking on eggshells, like, what is
this? That's actually fucked up.
So that like, is a last lot. December, we're not kids anymore now. If I wanted to go out, like, okay, Moy's Beach now. That was like mostly like kind of like bikini and maybe jeans or like skirts or something. Guy, I wore long sleeve out of my house. It was when I entered the car, I wore my bikini and skirts. Guy, sure. I can't just be moving anyhow. That's crazy. Like...
No, I think we'll just rack me. We'll just like, okay, yo, I'm doing this. Like my dad is funny because like he would just look at me and he would just be like, is that how you're going out? Just kind of like, yeah. And he doesn't know what to say, so he always just frees me. I can't lie. So that one's soft. My mom would try and me, but it's like, nah, like, I just be doing my thing. Like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, you know who you raise. Like,
exactly.
I'm a good person.
They have to trust
like, that. Don't try and, like, what I'm wearing. And things, I always come hard on that. That's when, in here, my feminist pee, everything will just be like, come out, hit you. I'll say,
exactly.
You don't care what they're wearing. Why can't you guys teach your sons? I would just turn the whole table.
Shake that
table. Turn the whole
table.
Give them that.
Please break all
the legs. You understand. Liberation. Period. All of that. Give them. So I'd be soft.
Y'all be easy. be easy, girls. If you're going through that, I'm very sorry. Let's hope that things will change. But don't you think like the older we get, like the less they?
I don't even think it's like that. I just think the older we get,
it's even more because they say you're supposed to be looking like a wife now.
Excuse me. Sorry,
girl.
Looking like a
girl.
At what age?
Man, let me. This is public service announcement to all my uncles and aunties. Nobody should try me. That's all I'll say.
I hope you guys are ready. I also think, for me, the older I get, the more, like, I'm not scared anymore. Like, I don't care anymore. Like,
Are you going to be
talking back and doing whatever I want now? Because, like, I'm actually, if you think, if I was 22
I'm a grown-ass woman.
22 than in Nigeria. So just because I'm Nigerian doesn't mean anything. Like, I'm not a baby. Like, relax.
But do you guys reckon it's coming from, like, a place of love? Or they just want
to keep that love, man.
Hey!
It's coming from a place of fear and trauma and everything they had to go through and experience. Like, in their defense, it's not coming from a place of, I hate you, I don't want you to have fun. It's literally a place of what they went through, what they experienced, what they saw. But it's like, this is a new world. And sometimes, like... it's hard for them to catch on to that because like this that was their own norm. That was culture, religion, everything they taught them, everything they told them is like this is the law and this is it. But like you have a new generation essentially telling you like, nah, that's not the way it's done. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So I that's how I see it anyway. And I always have to explain that to my parents that we're not
anything.
Things have changed though.
Even me and my brother essentially were in different gens almost, like all that kind of stuff. Facts. So
damn,
very girls, about to sway here. But if you had to pick, I think I know your answer, Sha. But I want you to explain it on this podcast. Money or love?
Oh my god,
this
you're
is a
mad.
Genuine question. We've not asked the type
money
of
or love.
For,
you know, you know.
The thing is, ordinarily I'll say love, but I can't lie in this economy.
Oh my god!
The thing is, on a normal day, I would always say money. But I can't lie. I feel like 2020, because love, we're not saying you love can. This is not love as it's just sexual love.
Deep love, true love,
I would do absolutely anything. I'll do absolutely anything for you, type love, like. I don't care whether we're together or not, just like soul ties kind of love. That shit, you can't, no amount of money in this world can replace that kind of thing.
Scary.
I mean, I can't wait till I feel it, honestly. I can't wait till I feel it. In whatever form it wants to come in. But like no, I can't lie. Love.
Your words are warming my heart. Like I want this true love.
Ginger. This your answer has me seriously too. Shocked me because me when too. We did that video on Tammy's YouTube,
no, I know
you
I know.
Cruised me.
I know. Guy, like I cruise you like a bastard. I mean, I will cruise myself. Bruh,
wow.
It's so funny. Like it's growth. It's growth. I said I'm not the same person I was 9 months ago, man. In terms of COVID, everything that's happened, like beginning of this year, end of this year, like 2020 has changed me, man. Like I am not
the
same person I was. Like I mean, as far as I'm concerned, is it definitely for the better. Well, as far as me, I'm concerned, I'm feeling it for the better.
Darren, how can you say better?
You don't know. For people could have been like 2024
true.
Like, life and plans.
True, sure. That's true.
Z, nah, to me, 2020, like, oh, man, this year has been one hell of a year, man. Going in the history books for me.
Okay. And then what about you?
Shout out 2020.
Like, I've given two answers here. I don't know. Can't I have both? Like, is it a competition on, like, I don't get it.
What do you mean?
Because, like, you know me, like, obviously, I want that true love. But the money as well is sweet, so...
Come, let me tell you something. One very, very smart man in my king once said, love is
where
sweet
money
so,
and
but when money love is sweet, not her. Love is sweet. So I cannot lie.
No, you knew what he was saying.
Damn, love is amazing, man. But money sweet guy.
So it's kind of like you can't really put the two on two opposite sides. Like, don't pick two bad bitches against each other. Yeah. Like,
Period.
Well, if I absolutely have to pick, I'll probably pick. I'll pick love.
Oh, look at all of us here.
I'll pick love, man. I can't lie.
Oh my god, this is crazy because two of you are cancers, but you are two completely different cancers as far as I'm concerned, Sha.
Guys.
Oh, what?
Pamela, July 8th.
July cancers and
July. But you guys are not so far apart.
So different.
Like, just over.
Do you reckon?
I mean, but
no, it doesn't even matter. Days. June cancer, like Zena is July 2nd. She's a July cancer.
Yeah, you're right.
Imagine if you got it wrong.
No, you got it.
But you see, I like was so different.
Do you reckon? Shout out to Zena, Darren, man, do you feel homie. Like love her. Like Iriti and I are alike, or Zena and I are like
you? I mean, funny enough, you and Iriti are probably more alike than you and Zena.
But that's so in weird.
My really? Weird. Like Zena is a different type of cancer that I've ever noticed in my life.
No, yeah, yeah, she's not a normal not really cancer. A cancer. Like,
because I was like, even shocked when
she be giving like Scorpio vibes.
I was even shocked when you just said she was a cancer. I was like, really?
You and Iriti have similarities, though.
You
I would
me
say
big Scorpio vibes.
Like, yeah, you definitely do. But like, you're more of like an emotional cancer. Like, Iriti,
thank you.
Iriti,
you never fail to remind
Iriti
me.
It's emotional, eh? But.
I'm so emotional. What the fuck?
No,
oh shit, I must go say that out loud.
Not to the extent of Camilleri zone. No.
Wow, I just opened my ass.
You just say you're emotional.
No, I'm not.
Girl, she said, no, she's not.
Yeah, I'm a bad bitch. Don't
y'all should rewind and hear her sister, big.
Get to know industrial.
That's not me. That's my twin. That just said that.
I've been speaking here since. Guys know that my heart is hard.
Yeah, like.
But it's not even like. Do you even think so? I'll
stop
by that rock that Derry just likes to form hard guy. If you guys like, she's such a
form.
My God, this girl can
form.
Informer for real, because they will form it until you pry and open and open. You now realize that way too. So it's just hard guy underneath all of this. I mean,
it's too funny.
Last, too funny. Okay.
I mean,
last, we would be all right. Thank God.
I know, you know, like the way this December is looking, like obviously it's like okay, vibes, and obviously restaurants and stuff are opening in Lagos. Like, do you know one?
Yeah,
thing,
everywhere.
Do you know one thing I'm dreading? Like, I can already tell, like, because people are still planning their December in Lagos. Pizzo, like, are you around in December? I know that some people will be posting, like, they will post the food, they will not post one hand, but they won't post the guy. I hate stuff like that, you guys. Like, when you post the food, but you don't post the guy, and I know guys are gonna do this.
Girl, I. No face, no case. Like, okay, ain't no post like, to nobody. Going... Period. I stand. I
no,
back
no, no,
anybody
see,
that's doing
there's
that.
The difference. Rubbish. The thing is that me, I can go on a date and I can post the food, just the place. But when you try and I post the hand inside,
yeah, I won't
food,
post hand.
Or
no.
Maybe like
I won't do
his
that.
Necklace,
that's
or that's back right. Of his shares.
You want guys to know.
Yeah.
What's up.
Thing is, you want guys to know, but you want them to now try and find out. You want to do scavenger.
But at the same time,
them.
I can understand. I can get why people can run that shot. Like, it's vibes. It's like, oh yeah, let people be gisting. Like, let's get them vibes now. Why not? This live, I'm a catch cruiser.
Forget about it. And also, you just want guys to know, like, maybe I'm not eating alone, no. At least you guys know that. I'm here with someone.
Oh my God. I love eating alone. I used to go to restaurants by myself all the
time.
Just people watch and eat.
the whole industry. You see, cannot go to the shop and have to know somebody that doesn't know her there now.
Man, I hate Nige for that reason, man.
Forget about that. Guy, when,
I don't think I can go out
when we were Niger. Younger, like if me and Erti should go out together, before we enter the event, she has greeted maybe 30 guys. I will not just be standing. Guy, I used to hate this.
Bro, this is literally following.
Yeah, man. I used to hate
all the people that know Lagos.
Man.
Guy.
Omo. Lagos streets. No, but this one, I saw December, I saw streets. But please, I have a public announcement. Please and kindly, please, if you see me outside, do not hug me. There is a virus, first and foremost. Second, hugging transfers energies. That's what 2020 has taught me. And what? When you hug people, you feel the energy. If it's real, the hug is like, yo, this is a sound hug. I feel good, real. But when you're feeling, bro, I don't know, maybe it's just a me thing, but recently, I don't be hugging just kinda, anymore.
Now that
I can only
funny,
hug you if you're
now that you said that, I actually kind of...
So everyone just spot me.
I can kind of feel
real stuff.
If I'm thinking back now, like I think of some hugs, I'm like, why did I hug this person? Like I felt somehow.
Like why? Nigerians love
hugs.
There's
that fake side hug, like, oh hi. There's actually no need for it.
I'm touching people's faces. Somebody should touch my face. I can use this my face more than I really.
I knock their heads.
I don't condone violence.
Like, oh my God, hi.
Sorry, I don't condone violence.
I put their small hand out and try and hug you from the side. Like, girl. Please, just chill now. Like, it's not every time. Hey, you now do that to like 8 people. Oh God,
it's true. That's actually a good shout. Like, you guys, let's not be hugging people spod. This December. I can't lie. Like, it's not needed at
period.
All.
Just spot me, fam.
Because even though, as Bilch. Much as maybe we want to say, okay, you do small thing here, small thing there, when 10 people link on Tuesday and you link a different 10 people on Wednesday, we are seeing each other effectively, anyways. Do you get like, so don't just be hugging.
But anyway, Corona okay. Desha.
You enter one chance. You enter one chance.
God forbid.
God forbid.
Something
is just
PTSD. Let's not even get into
6 months.
Girl, no.
Y'all shouldn't go back to that place. So let's think of happy.
No, me, I'm going back, but nah.
Don't go back to that place. Are you not in that place?
As in,
Lagos.
No, I'm more
no,
in that.
No, when
place.
I meant that.
No, she's talking about that
your
headspace.
During think deeper. Sorry. Think deeper. under the surface.
I'm sorry.
Inside, under.
As you guys are coming back, don't think about it as lockdown Lagos. So just think about it as, you know, cool Lagos. It's not the same as when you guys were here in March / April, May, June, whatever.
Oh my God, girl, you moved back.
I am back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We back.
You like about it.
How's that going?
Because we don't really talk about.
Yeah,
like,
this is just like
updates,
a catch up.
Like, our life
updates. Yeah. We've never done this before.
We've actually never. I've been back for like how many months? 2, 3? I think 3 months now. Mm. It's been calm. I've been bullying. Like, to be fair, I've actually just been
home.
What did you say?
You know, fine, well,
what did
you
hear?
You heard Fabiola.
I didn't hear. I said, I didn't hear.
No, she's
cracking.
She's, stop.
No,
stop.
Okay, no,
she said, have you found one?
Y'all are mad. Yo, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Anyway, December is coming. So I will catch my vibe then and there. Thank you. Period.
And we're pleading the fifth. I see you, sis.
Imagine not pleading any fifth, guy. You have the right to remain silent.
You ought to. Amen.
I plead the fifth. Darren, what about you? You're always asking. You soon call December in Lagos.
But you know, I said it on this podcast. Like, I don't normally December in Lagos people, they do it to me. I've been waiting, but like, I think I'm really going to have just like a chill December. Like, if I jam someone there and it happens. I don't think this December is planned for me like that. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's no problem.
No, I hear that.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
He's on a go with the flow type.
Although,
of
you know, I hate to go with any flow
type. Yeah.
But get...
No, but it'll be soft. It'll be nice.
And my birthday is coming up, guys.
Soft.
So, you know.
Yeah, oh my God.
22.
Yo, there is so you guys know, think about 22.
22.
Like 22. Do you know
I'm
what that means?
God.
22.
So me and
we are
older next to Jesus.
Charge!
Damn. crazy.
Guys are doing savage year next year. Guys are doing German.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me. Oh, you see, we're really excited for Pamela. Did you ever go to street souk? Like, have you been to any?
No. So this is my first December in Lagos, guys. Oh, I'm shy.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
That's what you want to do. Yes,
guys.
Okay.
I've paid the town rent. So yeah, I actually never went. I didn't go for the street souk last year, obviously, because I wasn't in Lagos. But how was it, guys? It looked really good.
Yeah, it was lit. It was up. It was so fun. Like, I mean, that's what people told me. Let me know about Ginger. But I was working, so obviously, mm-hmm. like, when I'm in it, I don't really realize what's going on. But that's my aim for this year, is to actually enjoy the
as well.
Like, go around, like, see all the brands, like, buy stuff. Like, as the if civilian. I'm just coming into mm-hmm. those vibes. Yeah. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Do you understand? The civilian. But it was good, man. I think everyone enjoyed themselves. The brands, like, mm-hmm. sold out. People were happy, like, people were like gingered by some of the things that were there, the Cortez, Cortezan, and also yeah. called Motherland collab, like all of that. Mm-hmm. People got gingered, so
it's crazy. We had quite a lot of stuff. I didn't this go year, for the man, first one because I wasn't around. I think I got back late, and then I went. I've obviously oh, yeah. gone for the second yeah. one, and then now this next one's about to happen. But I can just already like categorically see like how everything has changed and improved. Like, it's crazy just seeing the progression of like
period,
this, like growth. This like is actually crazy, like.
Thank exactly, you,
like it's actually insane.
Trust me, it's crazy. My little baby growing is
I'm
so
actually
crazy.
Excited,
like, I literally like, oh, it's so crazy. I have like the stuff in store. I just pray everything works out according
amen,
to my
amen.
Plan, God's plan. Like, but this year, I'm gonna just say like, if you've ever slept on me, I am so sorry.
Sorry,
genuinely speaking, I am so sorry, girl. But by the grace of God,
amen.
We live. Oh my, don't drop like 3 PSC.
Guys, this is like your 7th PSC. This is your 7th PSC.
But yeah, hopefully, I've been working hard, man. I've been working hard
for the people.
Usually,
sorry, Pamela, go on.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, like, usually is the planning process like really stressful for you?
Ah, I'm already thinking stressful,
right.
stressful.
So like for this December one, so like when did you start like trying to put things together and everything?
For me, I'm the kind of person, like, I'm a very organized person. So mm-hmm. for Loki, Street Souk's planning started December 19th, 2019, like literally
okay.
day after, I already started writing things down, like, okay,
that's
this is what I need to do differently,
to
this
do
is what I need
though.
To do next year,
that's
this is what I want to see.
Yeah.
And then throughout the year, mm-hmm. as I just keep getting references or like inspiration, I literally just have a folder. I write things down, I put things into like an Insta drive or mm-hmm. like a Google drive, like, okay, this is what I want to see, this is what I want to do, all that type of thing. And then proper hardcore, like this year, it started a lot later because like at a point, I was like, I can't do street soup, coronavirus. And so I was like, everything happened
yeah.
in Lagos, what am I going to do? But then, you know, I had to get some advice on people, consultations, etc. And it's like, bro, like, streets are open.
Lagos is open.
We need this, man. We need to celebrate. Like, Lagos is open. It's been a hard year. Like,
yeah,
let's have some fun.
Yeah.
You know, safe fun. Street soup is going to be 100%.
That's
COVID
what I was about to ask you. I was
going to
say,
like,
people who might be
bruh,
skeptical or like scared or whatever, like, what advice would you give them that
mm-hmm.
Street Souk is doing in place of COVID?
It's going to be good.
Street
yeah.
Souk, first and foremost, everybody must wear your mask. I don't care if your makeup is mad, if you have this.
It's even good. I'll not wear
this,
makeup.
If you have that, girl, everybody wants to wear your mask. They're going to be mask provided, but bring your own mask as well. They're mm-hmm. like these are disinfectant chambers. So as you're going into the Harbor Point, there's going to be a temperature check. Your clothes are going to be disinfected.
Madden.
There's sanitization sections,
yeah.
like all over the place. Before you go into any
okay.
store, you have to hand sanitize. Social distancing is going to be maintained in terms of like how
yeah.
I have to build the stalls, like how mm-hmm. the flow of the event is. People are not going to necessarily be allowed to like be
wonder.
Moving
yeah,
opposite
way,
direction.
One way
you kind of have to go
yeah.
in one. Do you understand? One-way
okay.
systems and stuff like that, just so we can keep this.
That's really good,
well
girl.
But I thought
yeah,
this thing
you know you
through,
have to.
Almost
you have
cannot
to.
Be on my head that.
Yeah.
Yo, you feel me? So, by the grace of God, everything will be kosher. But temperature mm-hmm. checks, like all of that. If you have symptoms, if you have all of that, there's gonna be a thing. Do not come. Do not pull up.
Yeah.
Not other people
it's not by
risk.
Force. Man.
You just.
Let's all be mindful.
Exactly.
It's actually not by force. Like there will be another.
Exactly.
There will be plenty.
By the grace
of God.
As we've not
so,
actually,
please.
This is an annual thing. So rest, relax. You mm-hmm. back 2021 bigger and better.
You get 2021. Mm-hmm.
And also they're gonna be like capacity restrained. So at times where like I don't think I'm allowed to say the exact number, mm-hmm. but there's a certain number of people that can be in the hall at a certain point, and we're going to try and do some time slots, you know, so people can pick the times where they come in.
That was too deep in studio.
Trust me. Okay, girl, good. I've been thinking about this.
That's good. You have to.
So when tickets are releasing okay. soon.
This is amazing. So
when the tickets release, like, there'll be information about.
Guys, I'm actually sujin.
Ain't nobody heard none of this. So shout out to
guys. What's that? What do they call it? Is it behind the scene? I said behind the scene.
Exclusive info,
y'all. And there's nothing better than safe and clean fun. Do you like when you know you're just going to have safe fun, but like it's safe for you to enjoy
safe
yourself.
And clean fun. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And the brands this year are so fire, man. Some brands I've been following for so long that again involved this year, like so much fire stuff. Like the Nigerian streetwear, where I really, really come in. African streetwear. I have a brand coming from Ghana. Trying to get another one in from South Africa. Like, we're bringing this thing as far as it can go. So, Street Soup 2020, by the grace of God, we lit.
Bring your wallet, so don't come
everybody, empty-handed. Don't come empty-handed, man.
Because you will regret it. That's what me I did last December year. I thought, I'm a worker.
Guys, so you didn't leave there with anything.
I don't really need any money. Like, once I started seeing things, I went straight outside to the ATM. I said, like, am I okay? Quickly. And then obviously, you know, my birthday was around that area, so people bought me some stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Let's not go into that. But yeah, so yeah.
Thank you.
That's really exciting, girl. We can't wait. Like, honestly, I'm so excited.
And we're very proud of you. And we're very happy to be part of this generation of where we can come for this type of convention in our country. Like, that's insane.
You feel me?
We also want to thank you for this exclusive because, you know, nobody else has heard this and you spilled the tea here.
Only on tag. Only on tag.
Thank you. So tell everybody for the last PSA, tell everybody the dates and the time and the place.
Street Souk 2020, December 20th, Harbour Point, 12 noon till 9 p.m. Pull up, tickets, website out, everything out. This weekend, I don't want to say a date, but this weekend. Oh, but this would be out next week. So if the time comes out,
the tickets will definitely be out.
And it will be out. So everyone, pull up, safe, clean, fun. Wear your
no
mask,
hugging,
wash
no.
your hands.
No touching, no hugging.
These no times. Marriage gangs.
2 meters.
No.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you so much, Yuriti Dial. We really appreciate you.
We love.
This has been so fun. Thanks, Yuriti. Thanks for coming on here and talking to us.
I see you guys on the next episode of Tag Podcast. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.